Marge Piercy, she writes with a social conscience. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Piercy has a distinctive feminist voice. Her novels include Vida and Braided Lives. Her latest, Flyaway Home, is set in Boston. Piercy's heroine is a cookbook writer who learns that her lawyer husband has turned into a slumlord engaged in arson for profit. Piercy was born in Detroit in 1936.
Growing up in Detroit is a very good place for a writer to grow up, because the difference between the way things are supposed to be and the way they are really does come and get you. You know, you see a lot of contradictions, you see a lot of violence, and you see a lot of poverty, and you see a lot of people trying to achieve social mobility and either getting, you know, crawling up in class or being pushed back down again very frequently.
Piercy became bookish as a kid because of a bout with rheumatic fever.
I learned the glories of books because I couldn't do anything else for a while. I think a lot of writers, I had that little sickly period after a very vigorous early childhood and again in late adolescence when I was in a gang. In between, I was a sort of very pale, blue little child with a weak heart who would, you know, get out of breath picking up a pencil.
Outside of her bedroom windows were the contrasting images of Detroit.
The landscape is very lush, but the human surroundings in working-class neighborhoods are very mean. So there's a sort of gritty contrast between the beauty of nature, which sort of bursts out of everything. It's a, you know, if you leave a vacant lot alone, it turns into a jungle. There's this green, ferocious, beautiful, bountiful nature sort of struggling to burst through everything, and then there's this very rather flat, mean city all around you.
Marge Piercy's seventh effort at a novel became her first published work of fiction, Going Down Fast, still in print. Her latest is Fly Away Home, published by Summit. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Raised in a working-class neighborhood of Detroit, Marge Piercy went on to the University of Michigan, the Northwestern, and a series of menial jobs in Chicago. Marge Piercy says she might have been an academic poet had she remained on a college campus. She still writes poetry, but is best known for her fiction, Vida, Braided Lives, and now Fly Away Home. Piercy says no one was writing the kinds of things she wanted to read in the 1960s.
There were no political novels by women being written in the United States that I could find. There was nothing that spoke to the world as I knew it. When people who were like myself appeared in novels, they tended to be either earth mothers or buffoons or represent, you know, death or nature or something.
Marge Piercy says she was driven to write.
If I could have been discouraged, I would have been, because it took me a very long time to begin to get published. My poetry was published in little magazines for years, but to get a book, and the world had to change before I could publish a novel.
Her first published work of fiction was actually her seventh novel, Going Down Fast.
The editor who bought it retired before it was published, and I think the office boy ended up being my editor, and it came out to a great silence. Though it's in print nowadays. All my novels are now in print.
Piercy's second novel, Dance the Eagle to Sleep, was a fictional treatment of the New Left. She says it had been rejected some 25 times before it came out to glowing reviews. Small Changes was the first of her work to be considered a consciously feminist novel. In her latest, Fly Away Home, Marge Piercy's main character is a naive Massachusetts woman cookbook writer who discovers a new social awareness after she realizes her husband is a landlord engaged in arson for profit. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist-poet Marge Piercy lives with her writer husband Ira Wood on Cape Cod after a peripatetic existence that led to chronic bronchitis and emphysema.
I had really lived as if my body were an infinitely renewable resource. I was an organizer, and I believed I could work all day, dance all night, eat garbage, and I smoked then. And I really used myself like this, you know, infinitely renewable resource, and then I had a total collapse.
Piercy says that like a heart attack victim, she had to learn to live all over again. All of her novels are in print, such fiction as Vida and Braided Lives, and her latest, Fly Away Home. It wasn't always that way. She says her second book, Dance the Eagle to Sleep, was rejected 25 times before it was finally published. Piercy says editors give hypocritical reasons for rejecting novels.
Honest rejections would nowadays say, I read this novel with pleasure, but I can't get the sales staff to sell it, therefore I'm not about to put my job on the line for you. Bye-bye. Nobody ever says that. They always say, yeah, well, this is a remarkable novel. We feel it doesn't quite cohere and the characters aren't quite convincing. There's always literary reasons given for rejecting novels.
Today, Piercy and her husband work in their Cape Cod home, using an upstairs computer and a downstairs computer.
There are three of us using it. My secretary uses it some, and my husband, Ira Wood, who's a writer, also works, so there's three of us splitting it.
Piercy says her husband is her chief critic, and sometimes the criticism stings.
I may sulk about something for a while, and I'm you know, we all sulk at times when, yeah, I mean, I can sulk. He told me I looked too fat in a dress 2 nights ago, and I sulked for half an hour. I mean, you know, you sulk about things, but basically, with my work, I do cut the umbilical cord, and I it isn't me. I know the work is it. And for me, that's a very important distinction.
Marge Piercy, her latest work of fiction is called Fly Away Home, published by Summit. She is also laboring on a new book of poetry. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.